The flickering console of a network intrusion detection system, or NIDS, hums quietly in a server room, an unseen sentinel guarding the digital gates of an organization. This silent watchman is a fundamental piece of the intricate cybersecurity puzzle, a crucial tool that continuously scans the flow of network traffic, akin to a diligent border patrol agent sifting through travelers for suspicious characters or contraband. Its purpose is elegantly simple yet profoundly complex: to spot hostile activity and potential threats before they wreak havoc. At its core, a NIDS achieves this by meticulously analyzing the data packets that hurtle across the network, searching for telltale signs, patterns, behaviors, anomalies that whisper of malicious intent or an outright intrusion. Understanding how this digital detective works, particularly through its two primary lenses of signatures and anomalies, and where it best stands guard within a network, is essential for any modern organization navigating the treacherous currents of the internet. Let's first delve into the realm of signatures, the bedrock of traditional NIDS detection. Imagine a seasoned detective who has cataloged the fingerprints, modus operandi, and distinctive traits of every known criminal in their jurisdiction. Signature-based detection operates on this very principle. It possesses a vast, continually updated database of known attack patterns, each a unique digital fingerprint. When network traffic, composed of individual data packets, flows past the NIDS, the system meticulously scrutinizes various aspects of these packets: their headers, which contain routing information, their payload content, the actual data being transmitted, the port numbers being used for communication, and even subtle protocol flags that dictate how the communication should proceed. All these characteristics are compared against the library of signatures. If a perfect or near-perfect match is found, if the digital fingerprint of an incoming packet aligns with a known malicious pattern, the NIDS raises an alarm, signaling a potential intrusion. To offer a relatable comparison, consider how an antivirus program scans your computer. It doesn't guess if a file is malicious. It compares the file's digital DNA against a list of known malware signatures. If there's a match, it identifies the threat with high confidence. Similarly, for a NIDS, if the system detects a specific sequence of commands known to exploit a particular vulnerability or a unique string of characters embedded in a packet that identifies a notorious piece of malware, it's flagged. The sources for these crucial signatures are diverse and constantly evolving. Commercial NIDS solutions typically arrive preloaded with extensive signature databases, meticulously curated and regularly updated by the vendor's team of security researchers. These vendors act like digital intelligence agencies, constantly tracking new threats and encoding their characteristics into new signatures. Beyond proprietary solutions, vibrant open-source communities also play a significant role. Projects like Snort and Suricata, both widely adopted NIDS tools, benefit from large, global communities of cybersecurity professionals who contribute to and share signatures for newly discovered threats. This collaborative effort ensures that the collective knowledge of the cybersecurity world is leveraged to build a more robust defense. Furthermore, organizations with unique applications or bespoke infrastructure might find it necessary to develop their own custom signatures. This allows them to detect threats specifically tailored to their environment, threats that might be too niche for vendor-supplied databases. The advantages of signature-based detection are clear and compelling, especially when dealing with a familiar. When a signature matches, there's a high degree of certainty that a known attack is underway. This leads to relatively low false positive rates, instances where benign activity is mistakenly flagged as malicious for accurately defined signatures. Moreover, the concept is straightforward to grasp and implement once the signatures are in place. It's a precise, rule-based system that offers quick and decisive identification of known dangers. However, the strength of signature-based detection is also its most significant limitation: its reliance on the known. It is inherently blind to zero-day attacks, which are novel attacks exploiting vulnerabilities for which no patch or, crucially, no signature yet exists. Imagine our detective only having fingerprints for past criminals. A new criminal with an entirely new method of operation would walk right past them undetected. In today's rapidly evolving threat landscape, where new exploits emerge daily, this is a considerable Achilles heel. This limitation necessitates constant vigilance and an ongoing arms race, as signature databases must be updated relentlessly to keep pace with the latest threats. This operational overhead can be substantial for security teams. Furthermore, clever attackers can often find ways to bypass signature detection by slightly altering their attack patterns, using obfuscation techniques, or encrypting their malicious traffic. They can render existing signatures ineffective, much like a criminal donning a disguise to evade recognition. This brings us to the second, more nuanced approach, anomaly-based detection. If signature-based detection is about recognizing the known bad, anomaly-based detection is about identifying anything that deviates from the known good. Instead of looking for specific malicious patterns, it first establishes a comprehensive baseline of normal network behavior. Think of it as a security guard who has meticulously learned the regular routines of every employee and visitor in a building. They know who typically enters which doors at what times and for how long. If someone suddenly attempts to access a restricted area at an unusual hour, or a familiar employee starts using unfamiliar tools, that deviation from the norm would immediately trigger suspicion. The process begins with a learning phase. During this period, the NIDS observes all network traffic, meticulously collecting data points and building a statistical profile of what constitutes normal activity within that specific environment. This learning can employ various sophisticated techniques, including statistical analysis, where metrics like average packet size, connection duration, or bandwidth usage are tracked. For instance, if a server typically only communicates on port 80 for web traffic and suddenly starts initiating connections on a wide range of unfamiliar ports, that would be a statistical anomaly. More advanced anomaly detection often leverages machine learning algorithms. These algorithms are designed to identify complex patterns and relationships within vast datasets, enabling them to build far more sophisticated baselines of normal behavior than simple statistical averages. This can involve supervised learning, where the system is trained on pre-labeled data examples of both normal and abnormal traffic, allowing it to learn the distinctions. Alternatively, unsupervised learning allows the NIDS to discover patterns and identify outliers in data without prior labels, essentially finding the odd ones out on its own. Some anomaly detection also uses simpler rule-based systems, where explicit rules define what normal behavior looks like. For example, HTTP traffic should only occur on ports 80 or 443. Anything else is anomalous. Once this baseline is established, subsequent network traffic is continuously compared against it. Any activity that falls outside these learned normal parameters is flagged as anomalous and potentially suspicious. The primary advantage of anomaly-based detection is its potential to detect zero-day attacks. Because it doesn't rely on predefined signatures, it can theoretically catch novel attacks or entirely new malware for which no signature yet exists, simply because their behavior deviates from the established norm. This adaptability extends to evolving threats as network behavior subtly changes over time. A well-implemented anomaly-based system can adapt its baseline, making it resilient to slight shifts in normal operational patterns. However, this flexibility comes at a cost, primarily in the form of a potentially high false positive rate. What constitutes normal can be surprisingly subjective and dynamic. Illegitimate new application deployed on the network, a planned network configuration change, or even a user legitimately working unusual hours or accessing resources differently could all trigger alerts. This noise from false positives can lead to alert fatigue, where security analysts become overwhelmed and desensitized to warnings, potentially missing genuine threats amidst the flood of benign alerts. Furthermore, anomaly-based systems require a significant learning period to establish an accurate baseline. During this time, they may be less effective or generate even more false positives. The computational resources required for complex machine learning and statistical analysis can also be substantial, making these systems resource-intensive. Perhaps the most insidious disadvantage is the risk of profile poisoning. A sophisticated attacker might subtly introduce malicious activities into the network during the NIDS learning phase. By doing so, they teach the system that their malicious actions are part of the normal baseline, thereby effectively blinding the NIDS to their future attacks. The efficacy of a NIDS, regardless of its detection methodology, is profoundly influenced by its deployment strategy. Where and how these digital sentinels are placed within a network determines their visibility and, consequently, their ability to protect. One common approach is network segment monitoring, often referred to as promiscuous mode. In this setup, NIDS sensors are strategically positioned at critical junctures within the network. This often includes the perimeter, the digital border between an organization's internal network and the untamed wilderness of the internet. Sensors might also be found in demilitarized zones DMZs, which are small, isolated subnetworks housing internet-facing services like web servers, acting as a buffer between the internet and the internal network. Furthermore, NIDS can monitor key internal segments, such as those separating different departments or those protecting vital servers like databases or application servers. The sensor's network interface card NIC is configured in promiscuous mode, meaning it captures and processes all traffic flowing through that segment, not just the packets specifically addressed to the sensor itself. This is achieved by physically connecting the NIDS to a network tap, a hardware device that mirrors traffic, or to a switched port analyzer span port, also known as port mirroring on a network switch, which duplicates traffic from specific ports or VLAN to the NIDS port. The advantage here is broad visibility into the monitored segment without interfering with live traffic flow, as the NIDS operates passively. However, it can miss traffic on unmonitored segments, might struggle to keep up with extremely high bandwidth links, and, being passive, cannot directly block threats. A more specific application of segment monitoring is perimeter deployment. Here, sensors are positioned at the very edge of the organizational network, acting as the first line of defense. Their role is to monitor all inbound and outbound traffic, looking for external attacks attempting to penetrate the network or for internal systems trying to communicate with known malicious external entities. This placement is excellent for catching external threats early and provides a clear picture of attempts to breach the organization's digital walls. However, its visibility is limited to external interactions. Once an attacker has successfully breached the perimeter, perhaps through a phishing email or a cleverly exploited vulnerability, a perimeter NIDS offers little insight into their subsequent internal activities or lateral movement. To address this blind spot, organizations often employ internal network deployment, focusing on critical asset monitoring. In this strategy, NIDS sensors are strategically dispersed within the internal network, typically near high-value assets. These could be database servers holding sensitive customer data, application servers running critical business processes, or specific subnets containing intellectual property. By monitoring traffic to and from these vital systems, the NIDS can detect signs of an attacker moving deeper into the network, performing internal reconnaissance or attempting to exfiltrate sensitive data, even if they initially bypassed perimeter defenses. This is crucial for detecting insider threats, attacks that have already breached the initial defenses, and post-exploitation activities. The challenge, however, is the resource intensiveness of deploying and managing sensors across a large, complex internal network, and the need for careful placement to avoid redundant monitoring or missing crucial traffic. The most robust and comprehensive approach is a hybrid deployment. As the name suggests, this strategy combines the strengths of both perimeter and internal deployments. Sensors are placed at various points throughout the network, offering multi-layered detection capabilities. This means an organization might have NIDS at its internet gateway, within DMZs, in front of its financial databases, and even monitoring specific user segments. The result is the most comprehensive protection possible, capable of detecting a wider range of threats across different attack vectors and phases. The trade-off, however, is increased complexity and cost in implementation and maintenance, and potentially a higher volume of alerts that demand sophisticated management and analysis. Several key considerations must guide any NIDS deployment. The sheer traffic volume and speed of modern networks pose a significant challenge. High-speed links, operating at 10 gigabits per second GBPS or even 100 GBPS, demand NIDS with considerable processing power to avoid dropping packets. which would create dangerous blind spots. Another formidable obstacle is encryption. The widespread adoption of encrypted traffic, such as HTTPS for web browsing or VPNs for secure remote access, blinds NIDs to the actual content of the communication. While the NIDs can still analyze metadata like source/destination IP addresses and port numbers, it cannot inspect the payload for malicious signatures or anomalous content. This necessitates integration with decryption devices or strategies, which themselves introduce complexities and potential privacy concerns. A fundamental balancing act for any security team involves managing false positives versus false negatives. A false positive occurs when the NIDs incorrectly flags legitimate activity as malicious, leading to wasted time and resources investigating benign events. A false negative, far more dangerous, is when a real attack goes undetected. Organizations must carefully calibrate their NIDs to strike a balance that aligns with their risk tolerance. Sometimes, accepting a higher rate of false positives is deemed necessary to minimize the chance of a false negative. Finally, NIDs are rarely standalone solutions. Their effectiveness is dramatically enhanced when integrated with other security tools, such as security information and event management SIEM systems, which aggregate and analyze logs from various sources, firewalls, which enforce access policies, and security orchestration, automation, and response or platforms, which automate incident response workflows. This integration allows for centralized logging, correlation of events, and automated responses, transforming raw alerts into actionable intelligence. Ultimately, network intrusion detection systems are indispensable tools for proactive threat detection. While signature-based methods offer efficient identification of known threats, they are inherently limited against novel attacks. Anomaly-based detection, on the other hand, holds the promise of catching zero-day exploits but often introduces the significant challenge of managing false positives. The thoughtful selection of deployment strategies, whether it's fortifying the perimeter, safeguarding critical internal assets, or adopting a comprehensive hybrid approach, is paramount to maximizing a NID's utility. The optimal combination of detection methods and deployment choices is not a universal constant but rather a dynamic decision, meticulously tailored to an organization's specific security needs, its tolerance for risk, and the resources it can dedicate to this ever-evolving digital watch. The battle for digital security is continuous, and the NIDs, in its various forms and deployments, remains a vital warrior on the front lines.